What do you think about all this alien stuff?
You know, it's either the most exciting time to be alive or it's going to be the most depressing time to be alive. You know, it's like, imagine you keep asking a girl out. She says, yeah, soon I'll disclose my intentions to you. And, you know, you're just kind of waiting in the wings and you keep hearing things are going to happen. It's going to come out. Finally, we're going to know the truth. And the whole community is thinking about things and is excited about things. And then I'm sorry to say, I'm just been completely underwhelmed. This last release by President Trump and Department of War, Pete Hegseth, I tore through that like a kid on, you know, Christmas morning or as soon as it came out.
What'd you find?
I found, you know, really it's a nice round number. I found like zero. I found zero that really interested me. And worse than that, I found things that were, you know, your background, you're used to dealing with kind of like psyops and a good friend, my friend Chad Hosh, he was in the psyops. He was in U.S. Army, served in Iraq. You know, they have exposure to things, right? They're gonna prime you for certain things. I call these psyops, S-C-I-ops, because it sounds so outlandish, so outrageous. It titillates the mind, especially if you're a nerd like me. I want to know about extra-dimensional beings. I want to know about non-humanoid biologics. I want to, and all I get to hear from people I respect, some people I've talked to, you know, I like to say I've got the square root of your podcast kind of size, but I talk to a lot of the same people that you've had the opportunity and honor to talk to. And it's always, you know, comes down to like, trust me, bro, or I heard, or somebody said this and I can't say that. And in the military, I completely understand it. I understand. You've seen things, you've done things, you're not going to be able to talk about things. You're a scientist and you go on a show, like my friend, you know, Stephen Bartlett's show, and you get 10 million views in one night. You say, well, I heard from somebody who heard from somebody, and you're a physicist, like this, you know, people that have come on recently on his show. It frustrates me because that's not the way science works.